It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy and Nathan, Jim's 7K Distillery. We love these guys. Are officially launching the world's hottest gin. Please welcome the distiller and founder of 7K Distillery, friend of the show. He's a lot taller than we thought. Please welcome Tyler Clark. Ty, welcome.
Thank you.
One of my favourite things about meeting people that we've spoken to on the phone and then meet in the studio is they're surprising you. Mm. Tyler is a giant man.
Yeah, Tyler, I'm so sorry you had to duck to get in our studio, apparently made for hobbits.
I'm very conscious about my height. I've always wanted to be 6 foot.
Tyler, first things first, let's start with 7K. I mean, if you don't know what it is, wake up to yourself because it's amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about 7K Distillery?
Yeah, so 7K was just really started as a bit of a love project. And yeah, it's built over the last 5 years. We've now got about 7 employees. We like doing out there stuff. Mm-hmm. We've just turned to doing a bit of a seasonal, seasonal releases. So every season we get to have a bit of fun with a new product. So the latest one is for winter.
Yeah.
The world's hottest gin.
The world's hottest gin. And, of course, with 7K, I mean, you created this thing entirely by hand as well. You guys are out at Derwent Park.
Yeah.
When it says you created it by hand, as in did you build the distillery by hand?
Yeah, so started out as a bit of a love project.
Yeah.
Built the still, then built the shipping container distillery, which we were initially housed in. Kept adding containers until we got to about 5, and then we decided it was time to move and go to somewhere a little bit more, suitable.
Does it blow you away? Because Nathan and I were speaking of this before. There are a lot of people now, like, you know, you go to someone's house and they're like, oh, do you want a drink? And they pull out and 7K, like, it's now part of so many Hobartian homes. Does it blow you away how big it's got?
I suppose sometimes we see a lot of activity on the socials and, yeah, it's quite amazing on, yeah, how far and getting to that point now where we've been around for that amount of time where people just seem to know us and know about us and, you know, they say, oh, you know, what distillery is it? 7K? Oh, yeah, no, I've loved the raspberry gin and which is pretty much our main product.
Oh, we love the raspberry gin. Well, yeah. I mean...
so now what you're saying is you hate the people that love your gin because you've made the world's hottest gin.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this. So it's full of the Carolina Reaper...
Carolina.
Carolina. What did I say?
Carolina.
Oh, jeez. And I haven't even had a drink yet.
Carolina
Reaper chili, the hottest natural chili in the world, I believe, Ty.
That's correct. It's Dark Mofo about 3 years ago where we decided to infuse this chili into a gin.
Yep.
Well, I decided against infusing it to the point where it was really spicy instead of using it as a little bit of a novelty.
Yeah.
We've had a few complaints from people that said that it wasn't hot enough. So
a few heroes out there going,
good on you, superstars.
So this is hot. Like hot.
So yeah, this is, we've kind of, because we didn't want to give it to anyone else to try, knowing, like, without knowing if it is going to kind of.
So what you're saying is we're the test dummies.
We are the first people to have a crack at this.
Whose idea was this?
World's hottest gin. So now we've got it here. Yeah. So I'm gonna crack the bottle. We're gonna. Are you gonna have some as well, Ty?
I'll have a little bit.
Okay.
The best thing is that I must say though. Just don't try to, don't get it on your lips. Just kind of let it kind of fall into your mouth.
Don't get the drink on your lips is the instruction.
You would have heard us earlier say that this chat was pre-recorded. We did this Thursday afternoon because this could go really badly. Because we've tasted, people ask us what's the dumbest thing or what's the one thing you regret doing the show. Nathan and I live a life of no regrets except for that one time we did have the world's hottest, it was artificially made chili.
One of the biggest regrets we've ever had on the show. I swore never to do it again.
That's why we're pre-recording this. Because if it does go badly, we've got about 12 hours before we actually need to do the live show. So I'm going to crack this.
So I'd recommend just putting a little bit in there. Don't put too much in there.
Don't be a hero.
Don't be a hero.
Just a little bit, mate.
It smells delicious.
So the funny thing about this gin is, so the Carolina Reaper chili is actually quite a, like, it has some really nice flavours. So it's got, like, a really nutty characteristic to it. It's got...
Tyler's now pouring his as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I can't let you guys, you know, have all the fun.
Well, Tyler's poured half a glass.
Yeah, we didn't have shot glasses. Tyler just filled it up.
Shaking pouring this.
You're not a huge fan of spicy stuff.
No, I mean, I like just a bit above mild as well.
Yeah.
Well, right, Nate, hold it up. How much you got in there? All right, so on the what count? All right. Should we cheers? It'd be rude not to.
We should cheers. I reckon. Yeah, absolutely. There you go, Jim. There you go. Good on you, guys.
Here it is, the first taste test of the world's hottest chili gin.
Bottoms up, guys. Here we go. Yep. Yep. I didn't touch my lips. Ah!
That will warm you up. Oh.
It has got like a really nice taste to it though.
No, it does. It's quite delicious.
It is quite hot too.
I haven't got there yet.
It's
Mm-hmm. So the interesting thing about putting the chili in alcohol too is unlike eating a chili.
I'm going to try not to drink the watermelon tonic, by the way.
I already have.
The heat will actually go away probably after about
4 hours.
Oh, shit. Yeah, after that.
It's sitting on my chest.
Kind of that 60 to 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever watched the YouTube show Hot Ones?
Yeah.
You know about that?
Yeah, I've watched that.
Yeah, they drink milk and stuff. I'm trying not to drink the tonic.
Mm. Mate, you're allowed to drink the tonic. It's okay. Tyler drank the tonic and he came up with this evil potion. So
Tyler taught me. I can feel it everywhere. I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah.
It will warm you up. What's the thought process here? Is it a challenge? Is that the eye? Oh, it's in my stomach now.
So, Tyler, obviously aside from you and the team, who else has tried this? Tyler's taking his glasses off.
We haven't known.
Oh, my lips are gone.
You guys
tingly.
Are pretty much the only guy, like only people. So we've had, I haven't actually tried that much of it before, but we've, the distiller, so Chappie.
Yeah.
One of our distillers. So me and him had like a little pipette eyedropper bit the other day, just to kind of, because we obviously didn't want to give it to people if it was going to be dangerous.
Yeah. Mm. No, it's fine. I still haven't had the tonic.
It is hot. It is hot, but it's
I can assure you now, no one is going to drink that and go, well, it could be hotter.
No, that's,
unless you would like to physically drink an open flame.
It's so is that the, like, it's a challenge for people? Like, you want to...
Well, pardon me. Sorry. So the idea behind it was kind of...
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, shit. I'm just... Yeah, my nose is running. Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
So the idea behind it was to either, one, have it as a bit of a novelty gin. So when your friends come around, you're like, oh, you want to try the world's hottest gin?
Yeah.
This is it.
My eyesight's kind of blurry.
The other thing about it was, like, you can... So in our little gin packs that we've done up for winter, so we do have two of the watermelon tonics plus our dry chili gin, which is, like, was the original chili gin. So the idea is you can use... say like a port, like a most of the dry chili gin, and then use this gin as like a bitters or like a little bit of an extra kick
mm-hmm.
if you like. Like, oh yeah, so the ABV is 66.66%
of
the gin.
66.66. Yeah. 66, okay.
Okay.
It's lethal. I'm so sweaty.
Wow. Okay. Well,
again, have not had any.
I mean, this Sunday is the official launch party. Sunday the 6th of June, 10 AM to 9 PM. It's at 33 Pearl Street, Derwent Park. You can buy tickets, $25 for tickets. Two cocktails are included from the bar. Our mate Hugo Blader is going to be DJing there. Ty, you're going to be there. If you do want to try this, you can do it there.
People get a taste test?
Yeah, so essentially the official taste test is at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 1 o'clock. So 1 o'clock Sunday if you want to get a taste test.
Yep.
Again, where is it? It's
33 Pearl Street,
Derwent Park. Yeah. Okay.
So we've got got some DJs.
Yep.
We've got... got Munchie Street Food, which are a hot favourite from last time.
Please don't say hot favourite.
They're doing actually a hot sauce as well. If someone wants, you know, that really? Kind of super hot food, super hot drink kind of thing. So.
All right. Well, I mean, you're not lying. It's certainly a very hot gin, the hottest gin in the world.
I love it. I mean, I don't want another one right now, but I do love it.
Look, I love experiences, and that was an experience. Tyler Clark from 7K Distillery. These guys just about to release the world's hottest gin, the Carolina Reaper Chili. Ty, thank you so much for coming in. I think the three of us will now pass out on the ground quite
I'm going to go have about 10 beers.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.